siege ready Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Vote count results of 161 constituencies declared so far. Results of 4 House of Representatives constituencies yet to come. Kathmandu Valley Development Authority directs to remove illegal structures and China sends a new crew to space station. Now the news in detail. The vote count results of 161 federal constituencies under the November 20 elections have been declared so far. As per the latest updates, Nepali Congress has won 54 seats in the House of Representatives, while the CPN-UML has won 44 seats. The CPN Mao Center has won elections in its 417 federal constituencies. Likewise, the CPN Unified Socialist has secured victory in 10 federal constituencies. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Janata Samajwadi Party have set victories in seven federal constituencies each. Similarly, the Lok Tantrik Samajwadi Party has secured 4 seats in the House of Representatives, while Nagarik Unmukti Party won 3 seats. The Rashtriya Janmorcha Party, the Nepal Labour and Peace Party and the Janamat Party set victory in 1 seat each in the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, 5 independent candidates have won the elections in various federal constituencies. However, the vote count results of Sunsari Constituency 4, Siangja Constituency 2, Udaipur Constituency 1, Bazura and Dolakhat districts are yet to come. According to updates by the Election Commission, under proportional representation, the CPN-UML is leading the vote count with 2,700,904 votes. The Nepali Congress is falling with 2,559,042 votes. The CPN Mao Center has got 1,145,391 votes, while the Rashtriya Swatantra Party 1,098,647 votes. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party 571,169 votes. Likewise, the Janata Samajwadi Party got 396,839 votes, and the Janamat Party got 360,669 votes. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Naren Khadka has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Udaipur Electoral Constituency No. 1 for the fourth time. Khadka obtained 31,270 votes and won the House of Representatives seats. His closest competitor, CPN-UML's Manju Kumari Chaudhary, got 28,891 votes. 76,756 votes were cast in these constituencies in the course of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections held on November 20. Nepali Congress leader and Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki is on top of the vote tally in Sunsari Electoral Constituency No. 4. As per the updates of the vote count so far, Karki is leading by 383 votes. He has secured 27,720 votes, while his closest contender Jagadish Kushiyat of the CPN-UML got 27,337 votes. Vote counting that was adjourned in Sunsari Constituency 4 since last Saturday resumed on Tuesday immediately after an all-party meeting at Vagwati Secondary School in Sunsari District Headquarters in Arwa 1. The Chief Returning Officer Arjun Adhikari said vote count resumed after Tuesday's all-party meeting decided to count votes under CCTV monitoring to keep the election peaceful and impartial. The Kathmandu Valley Development Authority, KVDA, has ordered the removal of the unauthorized structures constructed encroaching upon the public, recovered on registered land and land on the bank of rivers as per the standard. The authority has given 35 days for removing such structures. The KVDA, through a notice it issued today, ordered removing the illegal structures for facilitating the reconstruction, development and expansion of the cities in the valley and for making it systematic. The authority warned that it will be compelled to remove such structures if the owners concerned do not do it themselves, and the costs incurred while demolishing and removing the structures will be recovered from the owner, individuals and institutions. The runway of under construction Suntarari Airport at Kotwada of Narahariyanath Municipality 1 in Calicut District is being blacktop at present. Chairperson of Narahariyanath Municipality Nagendra Bista informed the blacktopping of a 690-meter long and 60-meter wide runway is aimed to be completed by mid-February next year. Bista said the construction of the airport started in 2042 Vikram Samvat. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been censured by the National Parliament for giving himself secret powers while in office. The historic motion follows a damning report which said his actions were corrosive of trust in government. It marks the first time a former Prime Minister has been censured by the House of Representatives. Morrison has defended appointing himself to several ministries, calling the censure retribution by opponents. In August, it emerged that Morrison had become Joint Minister for Health, Finance, Treasury, Home Affairs and Resources in the 2 years before he lost power in May. Most ministers were unaware they were sharing portfolios with Morrison, and he has been widely criticized, including by close colleagues. Three Chinese astronauts have taken off for the Tiangong space station to make its first in-orbit crew handover. It will be the second permanently inhabited space outpost after the NASA-led International Space Station, from which China was excluded in 2011. The fresh crew will leave on the station for 6 months, taking over from three colleagues who arrived in June. There will be a week-long handover period in part to trial the station's ability to house 6 astronauts. The outgoing crew is expected to return to Earth early next month. Now the sports news. The final group stage matches of the FIFA World Cup continues today. 4 matches will be played in the third round of the group stage, with 2 matches in each of groups C and D. Australia will face Denmark and France will face Tunisia at 8:45 p.m. Similarly, Argentina will face Poland, while Saudi Arabia will face Mexico at 12:45 a.m. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in Sudhir Pashchim province along with hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in province 1 along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the province tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote count results of 161 constituencies declared so far. Results of 4 House of Representatives constituencies yet to come. Kathmandu Valley Development Authority directs to remove illegal structures, and China sends a new crew to space station. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Nepal. Have a good day.